You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Extra! Extra! Somebody's getting married!
Somebody's getting married? Hey, somebody's getting married!
Whoa! Somebody's getting married!
Somebody's getting married!
Is this Josh and Bob from the old show?
Somebody's getting married! Somebody's getting married!
Somebody's getting married!
Somebody's getting
married! Somebody's getting
married! Somebody!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Somebody get some flowers.
This is how I envision
somebody
their wedding.
A ring.
the Muppets Take Manhattan Kermit and Piggy wedding, yes, where every celebrity in the world is there singing, participating, having fun,
yes,
with their wedding. Like, I don't know about you, but I would have loved Big Bird to be at my wedding. Mac, you're getting married here next year, right? Fall wedding. We're on target for that, right?
Yep,
fall wedding.
Yep.
For you, wouldn't you love to have Big Bird sitting in a pew
that
singing?
Would be like, amazing.
How awesome, yes, is that video in that movie
so
where
good.
Big Bird is sitting in the background singing and dancing,
great,
and moving and all this kind of stuff? That's how I envision this wedding 100%. Taking place.
100%.
If that's,
yes,
how your wedding is, I'm going to eat some mushrooms. I'm just going to be like,
I think you've already thought you ate mushrooms if you woke,
yeah, exactly,
in there and freaking Big Bird is singing.
They're like, there's Dusty. He's in pew four. He looks like Adam Gase at his press conference.
Yes, exactly.
What the hell's going
Why
on
is
here?
Big Bird singing behind me? Like, seriously, your wedding, we need to work on this.
Okay. All right.
Casey Wolf, Slugger, you know, like,
yes,
all the mascots.
That would
need
be so good.
Willie the Wildcat, you know, everybody that's kind of under our umbrella here, our mascot needs to be at your wedding, just sitting there like normal,
yes,
like not doing anything,
yeah,
full costume,
100%,
the whole mascot suit, just sitting there at the wedding.
I think Hannah would love this.
No, those are your ushers. Sir, just have Slugger take you to your seat.
Yeah,
they can't say any words.
Slugger,
so
Casey Wolfside.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
that's how we do it. Like having them at your wedding, just sitting in the audience, would be the greatest thing ever. It would make every X, every Insta, every everything. This guy got married and the mascots just sat in the audience.
Yeah. So at the Kelsey Swift wedding, they'd have the wolf, they'd have the bear cat, and then Ed Kelsey would invite the eagle, and Travis would be like, what?
Yeah, why is the eagle? Like,
he looked like Ace Ventura at the movie, at the end of the movie where he's fighting the eagle, and this, you just cost me $100,000,
yeah,
Polly.
I love the fact that Ed Kelsey has become the point person on this.
Yeah, what?
Because
John Goodman?
As you probably know, he looks just like John Goodman, right? That was a good one by me. Yes, he looks just
solid
like
clone.
John Goodman, right?
Yeah.
And so, Mac, you're probably experiencing this as you're going through the wedding process. And I know I experienced, and I'm sure everybody kind of had an experience like this. The father of the groom is the least in tune person to everything,
yes,
that is going on. The father of the groom literally plays zero role in the wedding, right? He has no idea. Like, my father probably had no idea where we were getting married, who I was marrying, where,
yeah,
was,
exactly,
all of that kind of,
yeah,
stuff, right? They're cake, like,
Jin Hu,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. The father of the groom is the guy who's out of touch the most, and 100%. Yet he's the guy that's handling all the PR for this, which I love, because he's getting everything wrong, everything's different, everything, like,
yeah,
I don't know, now I know, now I, like, it's been hysterical with Ed Kelsey out there, but like
I don't know if I should say this, I don't care,
what,
and then
what
he just says it.
What does your dad know about what's going on with the wedding plan?
Literally, like, nothing.
I don't know,
yeah,
that my dad, yeah, ever even asked what was going on.
I was gonna say, he hasn't even asked about it.
Right.
Find a photographer, what's the venue? Has no idea.
Nothing. No, he couldn't tell you where you're
I don't even
married.
Think he knows it's in July next year. I don't think he knows. He knows it's next year sometime. He has no clue.
So Ed Kelsey's running point, right? Like, he doesn't even have to write a check for this thing because, you know, in the old days, the grooms never pay, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he may have to throw the rehearsal dinner and whatnot, have to write a check for that. But that guy got no details of this thing. I love it. I just
so
think it's
good.
Perfect because everybody's going, yeah, my dad didn't know what the hell was going on and I was the groom. He just showed up in the suit, you know?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So that is the sounder for the Fesco and Dusty poll question that we do on X every Wednesday. It's wedding-themed and Chiefs-themed as well. The poll question we ask you today that we'll bring up every top of the hour here on this lovely program today is, what role should Andy Reid play in the Kelsey/Swift wedding? Best man, ring bearer, usher, officiant.
What's leading the way?
Right now, the officiant is 62.9%, usher 10.5%, ring bearer 24.2%, best man 2.4%. As we've been told by the text line already, Jason Kelsey will be the best man. But you could imagine any role for Andy Reid here, as maybe they'll get married in the same place they engaged in Lee Summit.
Of course, Leewood.
And we'll see if they do that, because it'd be a great thing.
Have you seen the one comment, Dusty, on the poll? Would you like to read it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So we have one comment on the poll, and
it's our guy Scotty.
Oh yeah, Scotty Sharp. He says, this is going to turn into a clown show and Chiefs are not going to be in the playoffs. Enough of this nonsense.
Okay, Scotty. I do, but he's not the only one. I ran into somebody yesterday. He goes, just another distraction.
Shout out to Scotty.
And then we were serious about it.
Scotty doesn't know that Kelsey couldn't care less about all these distractions. He's in his van with Taylor Swift, and now he's got to find his best man. But don't tell Scotty.
To this day, a year ago, Travis and Jason Kelsey moved New Heights to Amazon and signed the $100 million deal.
So he did that and got engaged all in a year's time.
Yeah, in less than a year.
That's crazy.
In less than a year, he sold his podcast for $100 million, went on and had the largest podcast of all time, got engaged to Taylor Swift, and we got a day left in the year. What do you want?
That's crazy, dude.
What a year. What a year.
What a life.
Is that the Eric Church song, We're Having a Record Year? It's a banger.
I think that is
We're having a record year.
It's a great song.
Yeah, that's a fantastic banger. That's what Travis Kelsey's having.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Like a turnaround of a lifetime, dude.
Men want to be him and women want to be with him, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, I think it's interesting because, you know, I am interested to know from the text line, 913-586-7965. For those of you dads out there, or maybe you moms out there that love this show as well, you're driving your kids to school today. I bet you're listening to sports radio because I want to know what your kids' perspective is on this. And I mean that because I think yesterday was one of those days where every single demo was hit. Like my dad's in his late 60s, guaranteed. He was like, holy cow. Stepmom, great lady, was like, oh my gosh, the Royals play. But did you see this? Both of my sisters, Swifties, exes I've had, Swifties, love Travis Kelsey. Everybody is captivated in this. And I wonder where, like, this youth stretches. Like, are you taking your 12-year-old daughter to school day? Because I know that we've had people that listen all the time that are in their car. They're like, oh, my daughter's Love One Word. They think it's hilarious how you guys engage with it. Can you know, that's our favorite part of the show. Like, when you're taking your kids to school day, are your kids reaching out and being like, I wonder what they're talking about? Because I know that if you say the name Taylor Swift, shh, what do they say? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you're like Travis Kelsey in the engagement yesterday, shh, dad. It's okay if I'm tardy today. The teacher will understand. And you know what the funny part is? That teacher will understand.
Yeah, no, but did you see the teacher in college yesterday who canceled an assignment or a test because of the news that came
already
out yesterday?
Canceled that teacher.
Yeah, that
been
teacher's
in school for 4 days.
Well, I think college has been back for a couple weeks
still
now. It looked like it was the University of Tennessee. You got the audio.
I have a biochem midterm today, but Taylor and Travis just got engaged.
No way.
Due to this information, I can't focus. You all can't focus. Class is canceled. Get out of here. We got to go.
That's a smart man.
Yeah, no, it really is. Did you see what H&R Block did yesterday? As soon as the announcement was made, H&R Block said, we're done for the day. Everybody just go home.
Oh, I love it.
Because as soon as the announcement came out, I tweeted something to the effect of Labor Day weekend officially has begun in Kansas City. Productivity is going to be at an all-time low for the rest of the week because of this, right? And it's true. H&R Block sent people home yesterday. This guy's canceling a test. I went and picked up my daughter at school, and I ran into one of the teachers that I know, and I'm like, what happened when the announcement came, Dad? He says, utter chaos in the schools. Like, everybody lost their minds. Everybody was celebrating yesterday. He goes, yeah we lost the we lost them for the rest of the day. He goes, it was insane. Everybody screaming in the lunchroom and, like, reacting this way.
That's awesome,
that,
man.
That's how you know. It's like, everybody's genuinely excited and happy and can't wait for this wedding. And it just goes to show you how much everybody loves her, but more importantly, how much people love Travis Kelsey now in this town. And like I said earlier, he's going to go down as Kansas City's most beloved athlete of all time. I just don't think anybody else can do anything right now to overseat Travis Kelsey where he is on the landscape of things, because kids love him, adults love him, old people, boomers love him, young people love him. Like, everybody loves Travis Kelsey. As you said, men want to be him, women want to date him. Like, it's crazy. There's not one person out there who doesn't love what's going on with Travis Kelsey, except Scott on the text line there, whoever that was, right? Guy I ran into yesterday. It's another distraction.
Somebody that texted from the 816, my daughter asked if we were invited. I laughed. My six-year-old asked if we were going to the wedding. LOL. Somebody says, props to the jewelry store that kept this under wraps.
Everybody signs NDAs, just so you know, like with the stadium stuff. You don't hear anything because there's NDAs that have been signed, right?
How often are those broken? Like,
not as much as you would think, believe me.
Okay.
Not as much as you, because there are big time, like, I will say this. I've known people that have done work on people's houses, and they've had to sign NDAs going in as like a construction crew.
Yeah.
It's for this stuff. And so, yeah, they're not broken a lot, no. Because there's money attached to it.
From the 816, I found it at work, texted my high school daughter, can't use her phone, and she was the first to know and was appreciative of that. I told her. She broke the news with her classmates before the teachers could.
That's awesome. That's
even
better.
And then I think Scotty's on the text line. My 14-year-old daughter could give two blanks about it.
She's the only 14-year-old girl in the world that doesn't care about this. Great job being a dad.
It's fine if she doesn't care. It's fine. Doesn't matter.
That's right. Let's see here.
My girlfriend, the minority.
Yeah, my daughter could care less. Tell you what. My girlfriend's 17-year-old sister said she wasn't going to listen to Taylor Swift anymore because Taylor stole Travis Kelce from her. My wife's a little upset because that was her hall pass.
Get a new one.
Yeah. Best thing about marriage is divorce. Tell you what, I've been divorced 4 times. Tell you what. Who cares? Let's talk football. Where's Jay Binkley at? My dog. I don't care about none of Taylor Swift. Let's talk DeAndre Swift. You got everybody and everyone involved. Yeah. Yeah. Coming up on the other side, Mac takes control and I'll take a break here on One Word.
No, please don't. I'm enjoying this.
I'll tell you what, One Word, stupid. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Memphis, well, they all play their part. Oh, Alex Gold loves Tennessee. He likes to get out of town. He loves to make his rounds. He might be driving through the Cumberland Gap riding, or riding on a riverboat heading to Natchez. Could be taking his time in East Tennessee, but you can bet he'll be back to Music City. Cause Alex Gold loves Tennessee. Well, when he's in Memphis, he's the king. He's a honky-tonk angel in the foothills of the Smokies. Oh, Alex Gold loves Tennessee.
Yeah, he does.
Alex loves it, right?
He does.
Tennessee cities. Tennessee cities. Tennessee cities.
Keep them coming, Gold. Keep them coming. He got a word that rhymed with cities confused
Tennessee
with
cities.
That's great. I love it.
So he loves Tennessee.
He loves Tennessee cities.
I get where
right?
he's coming from. Yeah. I love Tennessee cities too.
Yeah, well, Alex Gold loves it. Yeah.
Sunday, I'm gonna shave the cheeks and everything else.
Mm-hmm. She's such a smooth ride.
So good.
What a treasure. The macadamia nut himself. Oh, man. That's great. So apparently, Bob, you are completely wrong with everything you've said today.
Oh, my wife's texting him?
Nope. From 913. That's funny. That's LOL. That's how it starts. LOL. My 13.
Anybody who uses LOL when they're not, stop with the overusage of the LOL.
I think they actually are using it. My 13-year-old daughter doesn't care about Swift, and her high school friends didn't freak out. Neither did the high school that one of my childhood friends teaches at. But I like how Bob thinks how everyone just in Kansas City is revolving around it. I told my coworker yesterday, and he was like, "Cool, good for them." I was listening when the news broke. You'd be surprised by how many people it doesn't affect or bother.
You are a wet blanket. That's all I got to say about that.
I just want to listen to the Alex Gold Tennessee song.
We have two. We have the other one. Because the other one I thought was like perfect. Alex Gold, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to be mad at us. Who cares?
I don't care.
I mean, literally.
Tennessee cities. Tennessee cities. Tennessee cities.
Yeah, I hear the legends calling all about them Tennessee cities. From Knoxville to Nashville, don't care which one it is.
Tennessee cities.
I love Tennessee cities, baby, all of them Tennessee cities.
Tennessee cities.
Well, I love Tennessee cities.
every single Tennessee city.
Tennessee cities.
Just a Kansas City kid. That's in right. love with Tennessee cities.
Tennessee cities.
There's the one man left on this planet who's not in a hurry to leave.
That's right. You're not having fun if you're not having fun.
How about those Tennessee cities?
I love those Tennessee cities, man.
They're great. And they're all sizes, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys sent me the video yesterday, like, worth your time, like 42 seconds. Okay, it happened the first 3 seconds. Perfect. Let me make a song about Alex. Yeah. Let me make another song about Alex. Bam, done.
It was great because he thought the Taylor Swift Kelce announcement was going to brush this under the rug.
Yeah, he's like, oh, sorry, good. Thank God that came out. Dusty Pop won't be talking about this. Oh, no. Yeah. We've got songs, baby.
Yeah.
BBL stinky.
I was going to say, I am the instigator. You could probably parlay
call
that
out
into something.
The instigator.
Yeah. For the 913, you love them all. Small, big, it doesn't matter. Every city is beautiful.
It really is. You you have a favorite Tennessee city?
Tennessee.
Matt, when you
cities.
I think Knoxville has a lot of cities within itself, you know, so I would say Knoxville.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of little cities in Knoxville, within, in the metro area
100%.
There? Yeah. Okay. I went to Chattanooga. Very nice city.
I love Chattanooga.
Yeah.
I really do. It's a great place.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful place. Up in the kind of the mountains a little bit there.
Yes.
Very nice place. Went to a wedding there a couple of years ago. It was a fantastic place.
Did you officiate or?
No, I did not. I should have officiated.
Because if you want Bob to officiate your wedding, $500, just let me know.
Cash.
We'll get you.
Yeah, cash. Yeah,
please.
We're not taking checks. Yeah, we don't do that.
What's my cut? Is 10%?
I'll give you 10%.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, you book them. You'll get 10% of every booking that you make. If
that
you want me to do yours, I'll give you it for $450.
I love that there's two drops in here, and one of them says gold drop, do not play on air.
Oh.
The other one says gold drop.
Tennessee. Cities.
I want to play the other one.
Somebody says they people underestimate fake cities could be the best as well.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with fake cities.
No, fake cities are fine. Yeah.
They just kind of stare at you.
You know, you keep mentioning Lee's Summit and about the where Travis wanted to propose and whatnot. He tried to do it in Lee's Summit. Frank wanted to charge him double, so he had to go across the state line with the Royals.
Yeah, the engagement in a garden in Lee's Summit yesterday. City of love, baby. That's where I live.
They always say.
That's what I'm trying to
and
tell
that's
people.
Why it's yours truly, Lee Summit, I guess. But it was Lee Wood. He proposed right there by the ballpark. And him and I was envisioning it yesterday, them leaving their home in Lee Wood, pushing the stroller to the ball game right down 119th Street.
Bringing the kid, man.
Oh, my God. Alex calls it Knockersville, not Knoxville.
You get the day.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. Somebody says, did the Titans change their name? I can't see. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What a day yesterday. I mean, like, it all just came to a head, right? Like, everything just happened yesterday.
I was just really excited. It makes me think, you got to think that Tennessee is going to be one of the cities that one of these people that got engaged yesterday might have their bachelor or bachelorette party at, right?
Yeah.
You think Nashville is where T-Swift might go or Nashville's where Kelce will go. Because you know there'll be one of those videos of him being inebriated, singing a song of hers probably
100%.
At a bachelor party.
Oh, yeah, I hope he sings it So High School because it's about him.
It's about him. Yeah.
My daughter said to me the other day, my freshman, she said, we were talking about cities or whatever, and she said, I'd really like to go to Nashville. She goes, but there's nothing there for my age yet.
She's right.
And I'm like, yeah, you probably are right about that. You know?
Yeah, bang for your buck. Just wait 7 years. You're going to have way more fun.
Right?
Way
absolutely.
More fun, 100%. Yeah. I guess if there's like a concert, but even then, you want to go out after all the things that you can't get in anywhere.
No.
Really, you can't.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, she was smart to say that.
Yeah,
she goes,
smart.
I'd like to go and, you know, see Tennessee or see Nashville. And I'm like, oh, let's go. She goes, yeah, but it's not for my age right now. I'm like, all right.
Good for her.
Tennessee, great place.
Tennessee, cities.
Unbelievable.
Somebody great says cities. In the text line, you could be like, you can just hear the sheer panic in his voice.
Oh, you can. That's the best part about it, because you know he went,
he goes,
as soon as he said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they hit the dump button as fast as I've ever seen?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But the bachelorette party, can you see Taylor and her friends riding around on one of those pedal bikes?
Of course.
It'd be awesome.
With
be
the
so
sash
sick.
That says bride to
yes.
be. Like, she should just do that.
Yeah, be
just
a
do
girl.
It and see if anybody recognizes her.
Oh, jeez.
Like, don't have camera crews and stuff like that. Just grab your friends and whatnot and just get it and do it. Who's the bike rental under? Taylor S. Okay, fine. Be here at 10. What do I care? Yeah. And then it's Taylor that shows up and see if she pedals around Nashville on one of those bikes. See if anybody recognizes. Because I'm sure you'll have more people that go, that kind of looks like Taylor Swift. But there's no way.
Right. Yeah.
I guarantee it would be like that, right?
I can't wait to buy him beers at Stewie McBrew's and Lee Summit, where they tend to, you know, visit quite often. 53-man roster was cut to yesterday for the Chiefs. Robert Tonyan misses it. Mike Edwards misses it. Mike Pinnell misses it. Out of those three, who are you most surprised at?
Pinnell missing it?
Yeah, Pinnell and Tonyan, like, tied. Yeah. But Pinnell was the starting nose tackle all of training camp, so that is probably the most shocking.
But Binkley said he'll probably be back today, which I thought was kind of an interesting take by Jay. Some more, you know, people will go on this IR, you know, and he will get back on the roster. I don't know if that's the case. We'll see. I mean, we're talking about, you know, bottom of the roster guys that, you know, are at every organization. But I was telling Dusty in the break, I go, honest to God, Tommy DeVito was the biggest name cut yesterday in the NFL.
Most well-known name.
Most well-known name. Yeah, sure. Yes. So, yeah, not best player, but no, yeah, but absolutely. Yeah,
biggest name, though.
But who else is anybody talking about that was cut yesterday? Like, it felt like a quiet day. I guess once the announcement with Taylor and Travis, they're like, eh.
The Isaiah Simmons cut, I think, was it your Giants who cut him? I can't even remember where he was playing, but he was like a first-round pick a few years ago. They cut him. Yeah. But yeah, you know, you're right, Tommy Cutlets, bro.
It was by far the biggest name, and everybody putting out the memes of, you know, the Sopranos yesterday, life in New Jersey today, and it's so like the guy at the phone booth, and like, what do you mean? Banging the phone and all that kind of stuff, but that was going on, because I know my dad, I cut the guy, I don't understand why.
Yeah, him getting cut yesterday gave me the information of the correct way to say mozzarella. I thought it was mozzarella.
It depends on where you are, right? Because
I watched this guy yesterday for about 10 straight minutes making sandwiches in Jersey. He's like, hey, check out the fresh mozzarella.
Mozzarella, how you doing? I can't do that. So like, my whole thing is like, I'm not going to try to fake an accent when I go to a restaurant to order something. You know, it's like, it's mozzarella. I feel foolish saying mozzarella. You know, I'm not Italian. Yeah,
exactly.
Do that at Jasper's next time. He'll probably like, get out.
Yeah. Take Jerry with you. People will say, like, there's other words that people use Italian-wise. I'm like, I just can't go to that. Like, watch Giada sometimes, and every word has got, like, that Italian accent. I'm like, I can't do that. I would look fraudulent doing that.
Yeah. Somebody says Hunter Renfrow got cut by the Panthers. He's way bigger of a name than Tommy DeVito.
Not really.
What's funny is he's probably younger than Tommy DeVito and looks like 20 years older than Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, because he had that health scare a couple years ago.
Oh, that's
kept
right.
Kept him out of
the
league. Yeah, that's too bad.
So he left the Royals and then went and tried out for a football game.
Exactly.
More power to you, man.
Hey, man.
Damn, he's 29?
Yeah.
Hunter Renfrow?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, he was at Clemson for like 9 years,
How old did you think he was?
Like 34?
My age.
Oh, you thought he was younger.
Yeah, younger. Oh, nice. No, I thought he had more time. That's too bad. Yeah, that's probably it.
No. It's 7:30, Mac. Take it away.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Let's start with the biggest news of the day. One word on Kelce Swift.
Awesome. Fun. Exciting. Love.
Just one.
Those two people are in love, man. Like, all these people who said it was fake and all this kind of stuff. I even had people in group threads go, man, I was wrong about that one. You know, like, they were trying to call out, like, it was fake early on and all this kind of stuff. And that's love. That is love, 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 man. Do you love love? Because I do. That was love.
Yes.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. I would say engagement is the word for the engagement. I mean, not everybody. I got to, you know, take a few steps back because we're still getting some backlash on the text line. But most people yesterday were engaged with this story, from men to women to kids to teenagers to young adults. Everybody was glued to the phone. I mean, I even had one of my buddies, you know, ladies call me and was like, are the rumors true? I'm like, what rumors? I'm like, what do you know about stadiums? She's like, no. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, is it true? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. There's enough sources out here, and the pictures, you know, were relevant in that Garden and Lee Summit where they got engaged.
His yard in Leawood.
And so, you know, engagement would be my word for yesterday's big news.
Yeah, once TMZ put it out there, you knew it was safe to trust, you know? Mm-hmm.
Tommy DeVito was not the only one cut yesterday. McCole Hardman, Kadarius Toney, Marquez Valdez-Scantling,
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Kadarius Toney is still a thing?
I mean, he's trying to be a thing.
Where? Who? Where was he? Was he in Cleveland?
Never heard of him.
I can't remember. There was a stint in Cleveland. Yeah. I don't know if that was the most recent one.
Yeah, I
can't remember.
I didn't know he was with anybody.
But everyone basically from the 2022 team that Mahomes won an MVP with is not on a roster anymore, just to show you how good Mahomes is.
Wait, go through the names again real fast.
MVS, Mecole Hardman, Kadarius Toney, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Clyde didn't make the Saints.
Nope. Did not make
he
the Saints.
Oh, really?
Contract terminated was the verbiage that I read.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's.
There's
stinks.
So many different things. There's like waivers.
I know.
Okay, so I looked it up this morning.
Okay.
If you are waived, you have 4 years or less in the NFL, you have to clear waivers. If you have 4 years or more in the NFL, you're released, and that means you can just sign today with anybody.
And if your contract's terminated?
And that I didn't look up because I didn't see that yesterday.
Weird, yeah, it sounds so much worse than waived or released.
Yeah.
Terminated.
Yeah, like it's all, I guess, semantics and how you look
exactly.
at it. But maybe it's about how you can bring somebody back to your team as well. I know I'm sad for Clyde. I really am.
We were rooting for him.
Yeah. But again, biggest name, Tommy DeVito had a movement for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like nobody else did, right? But I love your point about that. And I think it's something we probably need to come back to later in the week or just kind of have.
Yeah, I'll
because
write it down.
He won a Super Bowl with how many guys that were just cut yesterday 2 years ago? And people want to downplay what Patrick Mahomes is as a quarterback. His entire offensive weaponry was cut yesterday in the NFL.
One word on this Chiefs 53.
Solid. Good. Yeah, I like it. I'm good with it. Like, I looked at the list of guys that were cut. I didn't really recognize any of the names. And so that means we got everybody we thought was going to be on the roster for the most part.
Yeah, I'd say the big names that were cut. Tonyan, Pinnell. Mike Edwards and Carson Steele were probably the four that, you know,
notable.
I would consider semi-household names. Obviously, Carson Steele was a big name last year because he had the big first preseason game, then the Gator story or the Crocodile, whatever it is. And then you see that happen. Plus, they kept those four running backs, Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, Elijah Mitchell, and the rookie.
Rashard Smith
at SMU. So that kind of answers that question where they're going in the market of running backs that were either available or not. The phone stays silent. The regular season is in full force. So 53, let's go.
I didn't expect any of those running backs to be cut. You drafted a guy, and then you signed a guy in the offseason. Unless you were going to, like, honestly, if your ranking of who should have been cut based on investment, Kareem Hunt was number one on that list.
Yep. It's true. One word, Royals last night came back 4-0. Don't have the stat in front of me, Dusty, but I know there's an incredible stat about them coming back on the road there. And they win 5-4 in Chicago, winning game two.
Needed yesterday.
Yeah, it was from Nick Keppel of the Royals. He tweeted out yesterday, tonight was the first time the Royals won a road game in which they trailed by at least four runs after the seventh inning since July 19th, 1997. In Seattle.
That's nuts.
So,
it was 30 years ago.
A lot of good words. Renovating, surprise, exhaustion. The bats were asleep. They were gone. They were, too much melatonin. Didn't wake up until the seventh inning, until the eighth inning, actually, for the Royals. And they come back
caught up with the Taylor news.
Yeah, I hope that fantasy draft was fun. Shouldn't be having your fantasy draft. You got a bye week. You got an off day on Thursday. That's when you should have had your fantasy draft.
Yeah, you know what guys are doing on their off day? Nothing together. They're off.
Yeah, exactly.
You hanging out with your workmates after, 5 o'clock on Friday, you get an off day? No, they're going to go hang out with their families and rest.
Mm-hmm. See you Saturday, Bob.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got one off day. You're going to spend that with your family.
Yeah, but we're not going to go over to Bob's. Like, hey, did you guys see this story? Put it in the rundown for Monday. Hey, by the way, I'd be like,
hell no.
I would literally tell you to shut up or leave.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, get out of here. Soccer player Casper Ruud.
Who?
I don't know if that's how you say his name. R-U-U-D.
Casper Ruud. Rely on Ruud.
He talked about...
Was he being rude?
It depends. You be the judge of that. He was talking about the smell of Mary Jane in New York City.
I've come from a place which is very, very different than New York and grow up closer to the sea and quiet. And I'm not a big fan of the smell of weed when you walk around. No, but seriously, it's not even, I'm not even joking here, because it's every corner, every street, you smell it by almost anywhere you go. So I, this is not something sportsmen do or that no one does that. And since I reached the final here a few years ago, people have sort of
kept sportsmen.
Their eyes up. So this is nice, but I don't love the weed smell. That's the thing I can say. But everything else is pretty cool. Yeah,
he's a U.S. Open tennis player. You had him listed as a soccer player.
I was like, that's not right. Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Because
yes.
So this happens every year with the U.S. Open. Now that weed has been legalized in New York, and look, I can attest from being in New York City since weed has been legalized, he's not wrong. Like, the entire city smells like a skunk. Like,
sweet.
Like, they legalized it and everybody lit up at the same time and hasn't stopped.
Awesome.
You walk down the streets, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Did, like, New York just go to Times Square and they just had, like, a giant hemp leaf go down, like, the ball on New Year's Eve, and then they just, instead of lighting the lighter, they just all lit a J?
It's really, like, insanity. You walk through Manhattan and now and you see, like, all these shops, and the last time we were there was 2 years ago. We'll be back in November for Thanksgiving this year, but, like, a lot of the shops weren't quite legalized yet, so, like, everybody was dealing out of, like, a trailer on the street, and, like, I mean, it's just different than anything you've ever experienced before. So these guys are correct about that. But, I mean, it is 2025.
Is it a real city or a fake city?
Tennessee. cities.
Yeah, well, it's a real one, all right.
Tennessee. cities.
But now that's like a rite of passage now every year with the U.S. Open over the last 3 years is all the tennis players complaining about the smell of weed. It happens every year. Mark my words, this time next year, there will be some guy that somebody complaining. It smells like weed at the tennis center. NFL players haven't complained. Baseball players haven't complained.
Athletes don't partake. I'm like, athletes here do.
Yeah.
Like, he would go man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know any sportsmen that participate. You don't? Okay.
Really? I give you a list of 20.
I mean, my God.
Just here in the city.
Yeah. But I mean, we've gotten texts about people. Like, this guy's my neighbor, and boy, does it stink over there and stuff, like years ago. So, he's right. But again, it's 2025. I don't know what to tell you on that one. It's kind of like a running joke now.
Some more text from the text line about the Swift Kelsey stuff. From the 623. I agree with the 913. Happy for them. The sun's still going to rise and fall. Can we talk about sports? Or are you guys entering your are you guys inner challenging the view juices? Yeah. So there you go. Everybody's still kind of, you know, in their own world. Why don't you guys talk football instead of getting engaged? Nobody cares about that. Talk about that orgy tent that got blown away at Burning Man. That sounds fun. Coming up on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty, we continue to talk everything. But first, we are joined by Charlotte Carroll. She covers the New York Giants for The Athletic, and she previously covered the University of Connecticut basketball and the WNBA, Connecticut Sun for The Athletic, and wrote for Sports Illustrated. We'll talk to Charlotte on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Fitness here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, all with you on this wonderful Wednesday morning.
Don't forget to get your Chiefs flags, too, next Friday at McDonald's, right? It is Red Friday. How about those
Chiefs?
There's the flag. You can see it on the YouTube feed, so that's why you got to subscribe to YouTube.
We go out to the phone line here. We're joined by Charlotte Carroll here, who you do a lot of sports writing, but really, you know, the main writing the last 2 years has been Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. Charlotte, where were you and how did you react to the news yesterday?
I was sitting at my desk and someone texted, "Oh my God." And I was like, "Oh my God, what happened?" There was no follow up. So naturally I turned to social media. And then I see my group chat blowing up, and I screamed at my desk while I was trying to do other work. That, of course, got put on hold for a little bit. But, yeah, definitely some screaming over here, I have to admit. But thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. I think it's really cool that for, like, the last 2 years, your job for The Athletic has basically been, all right, go cover this Travis Kelce-Taylor Swift relationship. What's that been like for the last 2 years covering what it will be the biggest wedding in the history of the world?
So my job is still primarily I cover the Giants. Unfortunately.
And Tommy DeVito, the biggest cut yesterday, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I love my actual job. The Taylor Swift Travis Kelce beat is just something that kind of became a bit of a niche when this all popped up in September 2023, and we kind of thought that this was going to happen. And I was talking with my editor of, like, I was trying to just argue to him basically, which he's very understanding, we have a great relationship, you know, that hey, this is a sports story, because whatever Taylor Swift does, it's gonna be big. And I knew this just growing up listening to Taylor Swift, being a fan, and to do it in a way that was journalistic, and you know, you do it with facts and just not gossip, because it is not just a gossip story, it's a sports story, it's a news story. And it's kind of just been over the last few years, when things pop up, you know, when they get to the Super Bowl, kind of covering it in a way that makes sense, and just kind of helping out in ways that I can. So it's been a lot of fun to have that in addition to my actual day job.
Talking to you, Charlotte Carroll, who covers the New York Giants for The Athletic. Charlotte, I want to bring this up because obviously I am way too dumb to be a writer. That's why they just let me talk. When a story this big breaks, right, yesterday, the engagement, you would think, oh, that's just a, you know, that's a steak on a platter. You eat it however you want. Is it easy to write about that because how many different angles there are? Or is it kind of tough to kind of find, like you said, the niche in this article that you'll write or have written, like when this sort of news breaks?
Yeah, I think yesterday's news post was more just, you know, get the news out quickly in a way that makes sense. And we had a lot of people in on that channel. It might be one of the most joined channels in The Athletic. I only speak from the channels that I've been in, Slack channels. But a lot of voices, a lot of Swifties on staff, just trying to get all these angles in there. But the more reported stories that I've done, just trying to think about it in a way that isn't just like, oh, Taylor Swift is going to be in attendance. It's like, okay, what does that actually mean? So that first story I did, more reported, was like, okay, what does this mean for the NFL? Because we know that Taylor Swift is a moneymaker. Her Eras tour, like, helped economies or city economies that she was in. And then so like, okay, what does that mean for NFL viewership? Then kind of following up on that, come Super Bowl, after it'd been a whole season of Taylor Swift in attendance at certain games, of has this actually helped growth in younger fans and younger female fans and younger Swifties? And that was really fun to see that it actually did. So it's a sports story. It's a real story.
Do you try to get, and I'm glad you keep saying it's a sports story, because we have boomers and whatnot that want to tell us it's not sports and we need to talk sports and all this nonsense. And Tony Dungy, you know, still has a microphone and he has his stupid opinions as well. How do you get out there and let people truly know, like, yes, this is a sports story? How do you get to the person who doesn't believe that this has anything to do with sports and they're mad because you're not talking X's and O's?
I don't know if I can do anything to truly convince a person who's that stuck in their ways, but I can at least attempt to, in my writing, put facts and put like actual quotes in there. I mean, I've talked with parents and families who, you know, they got interested, or their daughter or child got interested in football because, you know, they saw Taylor Swift come to a Chiefs game and they were like, oh my goodness, my favorite superstar's here. And then they followed throughout the course of that 23 season into the Super Bowl. They had Super Bowl parties. And then you look at the numbers, too. I mean, numbers don't lie. They can obviously be manipulated a little here and there, but they don't lie at the end of the day that the Chiefs had a stronger viewership that 23 season. And their female demographic went up that well as well that year.
Yeah, you're also talking to a father of two high school daughters, so I am right there with all of this. Like, I was not a Taylor Swift fan 2 years ago. I really did. Whatever, it's fine. My kids like it, the whole nine yards. And then this happened, and the relationship has changed dramatically with me and my daughters when it comes to football and music and all this stuff. It's been a great thing for our family, and I can only speak from our experience, but I guarantee there's so many millions of more that are having these same type of experiences, dads of daughters. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's been so great. And that was such a fun story to write, to be like, okay, yeah, this actually happened, where, you know, we kind of predicted it, and it's the Taylor Swift economy is in full force. And Taylor Swift, even on the New Heights podcast a couple weeks ago, is now this crazy big football fan, which is awesome. So it's good news all around, in my opinion, for everyone.
Charlotte, we'll end you with this one. What's the Giants record, and when does Jackson's dart get to become the starter in New York?
Ooh, good. Back to the day job here. I don't know. I haven't had to make a record prediction yet, and I hate having to do that.
I'm sorry.
The hot take of it. But I do think, obviously, they need to be better than 3-14 that they were last year. I think the line is about 5.5. So I think I'm right about there, just because until we've seen what this looks like in season, I don't feel, you know, like more confident of like predicting, you know, 7 or 8. I think they're a better team from what I've seen in camp, and I think it's possible that they could be much better. But just until it's actually in play, we won't know. But Jackson Dart, that's the question on everyone's mind in New York, and the biggest storyline this season for sure is when will this rookie quarterback get into game action? And I don't know when exactly it'll be. I think it's kind of like there's a few factors that go into it of just when is Russell Wilson, like if they're able to kind of get this going and get off to some strong starts and wins, it will definitely be later. You know, they want to get him time to develop, have that necessary time on the sidelines, get to learn, get to grow. And if Russell Wilson is able to win and it looks good and smooth, that's great. That's perfect. If things go south and sideways right away, then the Jackson Dart news kind of becomes a little bit louder and kind of covers over more. So it's really just how can the Giants strike this off, and that impacts when Jackson Dart's out on the field.
Just give us more Jameis Winston. That's all we care about. He's a dream.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's definitely one of the most interesting quarterback rooms in the league right now, if not the most. They cut Tommy DeVito yesterday, so we'll see if he ends back up on the practice squad. But it is a fun group of guys for sure.
Well, Charlotte, we appreciate the time. Keep doing your good jobs over there at the Athletic for the New York Giants. We appreciate the time, and maybe talk to you in week 3 when the Chiefs and Giants play each other.
Definitely. I'm very excited for that one.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Charlotte. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. That is Charlotte Carroll there, writing for the Athletic and covering the New York Giants, and does a subplot with Travis and Taylor.
Yeah, I think she's probably going to be moved more happy. You have to have a full-time Taylor and Travis reporter right now, because now everybody's going to be battling over who broke the news on the venue, what dress is she wearing, what's going to be, like, all of this stuff that leads up to a wedding. Is there warm butter on the table? Like, all the important things need to be covered.
Is there going to be a live band?
Did you see the life hack of the warm butter at weddings? So you take the fork and you punch the top of the butter, and then you squeeze the butter and it comes out in like little lines that you can...
I've not seen that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside.
And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Or you could just not keep the butter in the freezer all day and put it out a couple of hours before the food service and get it room temperature. What is so hard about this?
We'll dive into college football on the other side. Plus, we'll get to our poll question that we have on the Fesco and Dusty poll question on X on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.